What is God like? God has many amazing attributes. God is creator, truth, eternal. He is self-existent, gracious, wise, righteous, sovereign, holy, good, omnipotent. God is present. He is unchanging. And today we're going to talk about how God is faithful. That means that he is reliable. You can trust him. He will never let you down. You can count on him. Old Faithful is the most famous geyser in the United States, even though it's not the highest of all the North American geysers. It is famous because of its reliability. It was named Old Faithful in 1870 because it seemed to spout faithfully every 63 to 70 minutes. If someone or something is faithful, that means you can trust them. They are reliable. And that's what God is like. He is faithful. Lamentations 3, 22 through 23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. You can count on God's love. It is steadfast. It never ceases, meaning it never stops. It never comes to an end. It's like a waterfall of love that just keeps pouring onto you. It never runs dry. God never stops loving us. He is a faithful God. Deuteronomy 7:9, He is the faithful God who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations. He keeps his covenant. That's his agreement, his promise to us. God never breaks his promises. A generation is a measurement of time, and time is necessary to prove faithfulness. A person who is only faithful for a day is not a faithful person. Our God is faithful for long periods of time, 1,000 generations. A generation is usually about 40 years. So what is 40 times 1,000? That is 40,000 years. That's a long time. You know, the world isn't even 40,000 years old. It's probably only about 6,000 years old. When Moses says God is faithful for 1,000 generations, basically he's saying that God is always reliable. Day after day, year after year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 10 years a decade, 100 years a century, 1,000 years a millennium. God will always be faithful to keep his promises and to take care of us. God is faithful. But people are not. People are often unfaithful. People lie. People break their promises. If you testify in court, you have to put your hand on a Bible and promise to tell the truth. Why? Because we don't trust people. They're not faithful. So we make them swear to God himself that they are going to tell the truth. God is faithful. He is faithful to forgive our sins. 1 John 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. I am counting on God to forgive my sins. I know that I can trust him to do that. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful," there it is, "and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it." There are a lot of temptations that I face. I'm tempted to say things that I shouldn't, or to do things that I shouldn't. And every time that I'm tempted, God makes sure that the temptation is not too much for me, so that it's not beyond my ability. I know there's a way out. He will provide a way of escape for me so that I can say no to temptation. God is good to me. I can count on Him to help me overcome temptation. I heard a friend complaining one time, "She is such a flake. She let me down again. I just can't rely on her. She says that she's coming, and then she doesn't even show up." It's frustrating when your friends let you down, when they break their promises. But our God is the opposite. He is faithful. In Galatians 5:22-23, we see that one of the fruit of the Spirit is faithfulness. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Faithfulness comes from God. Just like an apple tree produces apples, our faithful God produces faithfulness. And He causes faithfulness to grow in our lives. When His Spirit lives in us, we grow in the area of faithfulness, and we become more like God. Have you ever made a pinky promise? You grab pinkies with a friend and you say, "I pinky promise, I'll be your best friend forever." You know, God really will be your best friend forever. He keeps His promises because He is faithful. Oh, it's about that time. Old Faithful should erupt any minute.